Cock, keeping up the neighborhood. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you today?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
You know, in the old days when you changed your name, I obviously know you would have been saying, and my name is Pippi Longstocking, because you have those beautiful, what are they called, pigtails?
Pigtails, yeah.
Are they? Yeah.
Beautiful, but they're just pigtails.
No, they're great. I love them. It's amazing.
I was trying to rein it in.
What, the hair?
My hair is like out here. I'm in full Lion King, Diana Ross mode. I need to get my hair blown out.
Diana Ross, or is it Gilda Radner, Rosanna, Dana, Dana?
Oh, yeah. It's also that. I always say either have Rosanna, Dana hair or Diana Ross hair or Mustafa from the Lion King hair.
Mustafa from the Lion King.
I
don't think I ever saw. Oh, no, I did see it one time.
Sure.
But that's it. I don't remember.
Two children.
Huh?
Gonna be a mighty king. My kids were in it. My little Daniel was young Simba singing, I'm gonna be a mighty king.
Now, can you do a little bit of Diana Ross, but just a tiny bit before, so we don't have to pay for anything?
Right. I have to think, why is her, I'm thinking of Donna Summer songs.
So am I also.
Yeah, that's so weird. So what, let me think. I mean, of course, Diana Ross, who doesn't know? I turned off my phone, so I can't Google. I can't think of a song. Google a song for me.
Diana Ross? Okay, let me think. Hold on a second.
So anyway,
there is a cock in the neighborhood keeping me awake, and I'm not happy about it. So we need to do something about it, so I want to air my grievance here.
Do you mean a cock, like a jerky neighbor, a D-I-C-K? Is that what you mean?
No, I mean an actual cock, a rooster. Some idiot in the neighborhood bought a rooster, and now hours of the night, I hear cock-a-doodle-dooing. It's not only in the morning. That's such bullshit at sunrise. It happens all the time.
It's like, weren't the chickens enough, people? We get it. You want to pretend that you're very country, even though you're just living in an affected suburb, an affluent suburb. We get it. You want to prove you're not in New York. We get it. You have 20 chickens, and you even eat your chicken eggs. But now you got to bring it up another notch and get a rooster.
Right, exactly. Rooster. All right, like, can you give me a few bars of I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross?
Perfect. I'm coming out. I want the world to know.
It's enough. Perfect. Yeah. There you go. Okay. So, yes.
Give me another Diana Ross. How did I forget her songs?
Do you know where you're going to? Do you know?
Where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you?
Perfect. This episode is going to be amazing, and it's going to cost us about $100 billion in rights fees, but it's going to be so worth it. So,
where are you going to? The song of You're in My Childhood. That's a true 70s child song.
Yeah, I've been listening. It's so true. I've been listening, working out, to 70s disco, and it is amazing. My favorite is Shame by Evelyn Champagne King. I love that song.
Shame.
Keep your fires burning. I'm not going to sing because it's horrible.
You know what? I love everything about that, and I want to do the same exact thing, except I haven't worked out in about a year and a half. I like listen to the 70s music, so I need to get to the working out. You know, I was walking and thinking that was enough, but mostly I'm walking around my house. And you know my house is smaller than my old house.
Right.
So I have to walk 1,000 times for the 100 times I used to walk before. So if I looked crazy walking around the old house, I look, you know, really beyond insane walking around this house. But meanwhile, even though I'm doing the steps, and that, it's not working. So I'm eating way too much. I am not exercising enough, and just being in the pool and the walking is not enough exercise. So I need to start doing exercise like you so I could be fit like you.
Well, one thing, while you're walking around, the community service announcement, do not answer the door for any service people, because there's been a service guy coming around scamming people and coming in and trying to rob houses. So while you're doing your walking, it's a utility guy posing as a utility person. So be on the lookout for that, community, and especially you, Sasha, because I know you are so nice. When people come, you engage them. All of a sudden, he'd be living with you. It'd be another mouth to feed or something like that. So
that's true, but nice of you to say. But I have to say that when people just come to my door unsolicited, I'm not that nice, friendly, let me feed you and house you, Sasha. I'm very suspect of people that just come to the door. I always kind of say, in this day and age, nobody should be coming to the door unsolicited. Like, here's the thing. I'm never going to buy the business of the guy that thinks that sending a bunch of underprivileged teenagers around to the neighborhood that he's supposedly paying, aka trafficking, is going to get me to use your business. No. Like, I like a business that does enough business that they don't need to be knocking on your door saying, hey, I have a business. Here's my business card.
Right.
You know?
And on cue, the dog in the background barking, which is perfection. I love it's not even a sound effect that I put in because I'm not that savvy in putting this together. It was perfection.
Ooh, product placement. You're not that savvy, but I am. You need to buy some.
Exactly. Anyone needs a bra, Sasha is your go-to person. That's all I got to say.
Leggings or a t-shirt or a sweatshirt. Oh, speaking of the dog barking, my house has been very noisy lately. I don't know what to say. So I feel bad, but we might have to cruise for this episode because God only knows what could happen. There's been a guy that you pointed out sawing across the street. He seems to be building new stairs for the people across the street because he has a truck that says stairs.
Right.
And they're sawing all day, all night. So I get in my car and I drive anywhere. I drive to the 8-lane main road out here just so I don't have to listen to the sawing.
Oh, well, speaking of dog barking anyway, it is a good segue. So that there is a group forming specifically. Wanda in town has asked us to put out an announcement that she is looking for people to join a Greyhound dog walkers group. Specifically Greyhound. So if you have a Greyhound, you can contact us and we'll put you in touch with Wanda and she'd like to walk with you for whatever reason, getting the Greyhounds together.
That is so funny you said that. Maybe it's because spring is in the air and people are trying to get out more and people are vaccinated and they're trying to mix and match. But I read one the other day on Townport Front Porch about somebody who had a French bulldog and she was looking for other people with French bulldogs to have doggy play dates with at the dog park. So that is so funny. I didn't, you know, that's becoming a popular thing apparently. And I have to ask, is it breedist?
I was going to say, we're becoming a segregated society.
Yes, exactly.
That's it. I cannot talk to you if you do not have the right breed.
Right. Like if while we're all trying to come together, the sexes, the races, are we now promoting breedism within the dogs? And is that just another way to sequester? But you know what it makes me realize? For the 18 years I've been living back here in this fair state of Connecticut, for the 18 years I've been living either in Townfield or Townport, there were times where it was hard to make friends or hard to sometimes fit in with the other moms. You know, I'm going to be vulnerable for a moment and say that. But sometimes it's tough to make mom friends. All the moms know what I'm talking about. And when you first move to a new town. So this is giving me such an idea and also a little bit of remorse that I didn't think of it earlier. What I should have done and what I suggest to any of you young moms to do is look at the people you think you want to be friends with. Even if they're not nice to you, even if they shun you, let's say, at the preschool lobby, even if they shun you, look at what kind of dogs they have and try and make a chart and get the dog that the most of them have. I'm going to go on a limb and say it's some kind of doodle in Townport. If you have some kind of oodle, doodle, or poodle, or snoodle, or snickerdoodle, or cockadoodle, or cockadoodle do, like the rooster.
Right.
If you get something with a doodle, then you can start one of these doggy meetup things for same breeds and you can infiltrate your way in to that group of women. That's an idea, right, Paul?
Why not take it a step further? I'm going to take it a step further for myself.
Yes.
Instead of integrating with this group because I could care less about being with any of these people.
Right, but when you're a mom and you're home with your kids, you need to be friendly with the other moms. And if they're bitches to you.
I'm a stay-at-home mom slash dad with two kids in college.
If you're a stay-at-home dad, though, stay-at-home dads do their own thing. Like, they don't need the camaraderie. But as moms, we do. So, you don't, when you're when you've treated like, you know, the mom out.
Right.
Like, you know, you have the, maybe this is a way, dog breed connection.
Right. Well, that was what I was going to say. I don't need to be with these people, nor do I want to be with these people.
It's not your personality at all.
But what I could do is open up a dog rental business of all these different breeds. And so you could rent the dog to meet these people.
You always come up with a business. That's perfect. You need to get yourself about 10 different kind of doodles.
Right.
You know, like the doodle lab, the labradoodle, the snake, all the different doodles. And then when these women are new to town, young moms, and they want to make friends with the other moms with all their doodles, they rent it from you. You make money. They maybe make a friend. Maybe they get accepted into the group. And it's a win-win. I love it.
Win-win. Yes, exactly.
And another brilliant business idea.
Thank you.
Of the Community News Podcast.
I will take care of that right when I'm done making my next pizza with salad or candy bars on top of it. So once that's done.
Our pizzas. Can't you tell? I'm about 250 pounds. Tell my lean arms. That is a pizza with candy bar arm if I have ever seen one.
Well, get yourself a Greyhound and you can join Wanda in a walking group. That's all.
Greyhounds go fast. So
there you go. Exactly.
A jogging group.
Right. Fast walking group.
Wogging.
Right.
It'll be a wogging group.
So that's that about wraps up. A lot going on in town. The weather is getting better. Go outside. Walk. Go outside. Do not answer your door to any utility men. And
never answer your door to anybody that you didn't invite over at that exact time. That's always my rule. I don't bother with that. I'm not negotiating with terrorists at my front door.
And if any of you find a rooster roaming around your neighborhood, it was not me who let it out of the cage on my next door neighbor. That's all I have to say.
The business we need to come up with is, and maybe the community can send us some suggestions. How can Paul get rid of that rooster without getting arrested? That Paul can get back to some good nights of sleep.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And on that note, that about wraps up this episode of Community News. And as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sasha. And guess what? We love you, community.
Thank you, Sasha. I will see you next week.
I will see you next Tuesday, Paul.
Take care.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.